You may have heard of the alter ego effect. In today's lesson, I'm going to show you how famous personalities have used it to improve their creativity and appearance on stages, and how you can use it to bust writer's block.
Chapter 10. The alter ego. Refashion your identity, rewrite your story. What do Tony Robbins, Beyoncé, and writers Maya Angelou, James Clear, and Tim Ferriss have in common? They all admit to using the alter ego effect to supercharge their success. I have done it, and you can too. Todd Herman, high-performance coach for athletes and business leaders, and author of The Alter Ego Effect, The Power of Secret Identities to Transform Your Life, has popularized the concept in recent years. He says applying this tool in your life will cause you to become more resilient, creative, optimistic, and courageous. You will get results you never thought possible by unleashing the power of your secret identity. Think of it as activating the hero or heroine within, or a secret part of you that you've never dared express but always admired in others. As the go-to coach for Olympians, pro athletes, and leaders around the world, Herman says the alter ego effect is not about creating a false mask. It's about finding the hero already inside you. It's a proven way of overcoming the self-doubt, negativity, and mental barriers that hold you back, and empowering you to ultimately become your best self. He says, remember playing pretend as a child? Maybe you called on your inner Olympic gymnast to swing across the monkey bars, or you became a famous chef when baking a batch of cookies, or you transformed into a news reporter to give a school presentation. As we grow up, we forget the power of our own imagination. We're told the act of playing pretend is childish. It's not. In fact, that idea is dead wrong. There's a lot of wisdom within your natural creative imagination. Those secret identities or alter egos are still there, sitting on the bench, waiting for you to activate them. Let me share a few examples of using the alter ego effect as a writer or author. Sarah is a writer who has been struggling with writer's block for months. She has a looming deadline for a book she's been working on, but she can't seem to make progress. She's tried all the usual strategies like setting a schedule and taking breaks, but nothing seems to work. One day, Sarah reads an article about the alter ego effect, as popularized by Todd Herman, and decides to give it a try. She thinks about the qualities she needs to be successful in her writing, and decides to create an alter ego named Max the Fearless Writer. Max is everything that Sarah isn't. He's confident, focused, and unafraid of failure. Sarah spends some time developing Max's backstory and visualizing him in detail. She imagines him sitting at his desk, typing away with ease and confidence. The next day, Sarah sits down to write and feels her usual sense of dread and anxiety. But then she takes a deep breath and imagines herself stepping into Max's persona. She feels a surge of confidence and a sense of playfulness that she hasn't felt in months. She starts typing, and the words flow out of her effortlessly. Sarah is amazed at how effective the alter ego method is. She continues to use Max as her alter ego and finds that he helps her break through creative barriers and access new levels of inspiration. She even starts to embody some of Max's qualities in her everyday life, like his confidence and fearlessness. Thanks to the alter ego effect, Sarah finishes her book on time and feels proud of the work she's done. She credits Max with helping her tap into her creativity and find the motivation she needed to succeed. Another of Herman's clients, Megan, was a writer who struggled with writer's block and anxiety. With Herman's help, Megan created an alter ego she called the Storyteller. This persona embodied all the qualities she wanted to exhibit as a writer: creativity, inspiration, and a deep connection to her own inner voice. By adopting this alter ego, Megan could break through her mental barriers and write more freely and confidently. Or meet an artist, Carmen, who felt stuck in her artistic practice and unable to fully express herself. With Herman's guidance, Carmen created an alter ego she called the Muse. This persona embodied all the qualities she admired in other successful artists: passion, inspiration, and a willingness to take risks. By adopting this alter ego, Carmen could tap into her own creativity and produce a body of work that she was proud of. How Herman developed the alter ego effect in his life and work. Herman's interest in the alter ego began at a young age when he was a competitive athlete. He struggled with self-doubt and anxiety and found it difficult to perform at his best in high-pressure situations. It wasn't until he created his own alter ego, a character he called the Rainmaker, that he could break through these mental barriers and achieve his goals. The Rainmaker was a persona he adopted during games and competitions. It embodied all the qualities he wanted to exhibit as an athlete: confidence, focus, strength, and resilience. By adopting this alter ego, Herman could overcome his self-doubt and perform at a higher level. Crafting my own alter ego. In my case, I wanted an alter ego who had the following characteristics: Louise Hay, representing compassion, healing, authoring, meeting Wayne Dyer, a prosperous spiritual teacher, also combined with the chutzpah of transformational hypnotherapist Marissa Peer, who believes she's the best hypnotherapist in the world and says so. Peer started wearing the prop of a jaunty hat, which she actually admitted on podcast interviews with Jay Shetty and Lewis Howes, gives her extra confidence. I've adopted a similar brimmed hat because I spend so much time in the summer sun in Cape Town anyway that wearing a hat to protect my fair skin comes naturally to me. I wondered, what if I made it a more intentional prop in my field of play as a writer and podcaster? Hence, I've adopted a white Panama hat as a prop for my alter ego. It feels good and injects more fun and confidence into my life. As a writer or speaker, you too can use props to help you get into the right mindset and identity to project your ideal alter ego. Props can be anything from a piece of jewelry to a specific item of clothing, or even a certain type of pen or notebook that you use when writing.
And now for a word from today's sponsor.
Every writer has faced the dreaded writer's block. But what if you had not just one, but seven ways to shatter it? Introducing Bust Writer's Block Forever, seven game-changing ways to kiss writer's block goodbye and unleash creative inspiration. Dive deep into transformative processes, the work of Byron Katie, Havening, EFT Tapping, The Journey, The Alter Ego Effect for Writers, Internal Family Systems. And as a special treat, a bonus chapter on collaborating, even dancing with ChatGPT, your new creative catalyst. For those who've been inspired by The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, this book and accompanying video course at bustwritersblock.com will feel like coming home. Dive in at bustwritersblock.com.
Hello, Carol Westmore back here again. I hope you enjoyed hearing Dorothy, my AI narrator, in this episode on the alter ego. If you would like more and my full course on busting writer's block, go to www.bustwritersblock.com. In the meantime, if you like this episode, please leave a review and let me know if you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me on today's podcast. Want a free gift to inspire you further on your book writing adventure? My free checklist, 5 Book Hook Tips to Kickstart Your Book Writing Journey, will help you get clarity on the key essentials to make your book a winner. Download it at writethebookinsideyou.com/free gift. The links are in the show notes. Until next time, a big virtual hug. And keep writing.